你请翻开圣经，
Please turn to the Bible.
新约马太福音第十一章。
New Testament, Matthew 11.
马太福音第十一章，我们从二十八节读到三十节。
We're going to read from 28 through 30.
新约马太福音第十一章第二十八节到三十节。
28 of Book of Matthew from 28 through 30.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
他这里说呢，可以到我这里来。
He says, "Come unto me."
这是一个有福的应许。
It is a blessed promise of the Lord.
我们再来读希伯来书第四章。
Let's turn to Hebrew chapter 4.
We're going
to read from verse 1 through the first part of the verse 3.
希伯来书第四章第一节，他说：“我们既蒙留下有进入他安息的应许，就当畏惧，免得我们中间或有人似乎是赶不上了。”
Therefore, let us fear if, while a promise remains of entering his rest, any one of you may seem to have come short of it.
因为有福音传给我们，像传给他们一样，只是所听见的道与他们无异，因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和。
For indeed, we have had good news preached to us, just as they also. But the word they heard did not profit them, because it was not united by faith in those who heard.
但我们已经相信的人得以进入那安息。
But we who have believed entered that rest.
我们看第十节。
Let's drop down to verse 10.
因为那进入安息的乃是歇了自己的功，正如神歇了他的功一样。
For the one who has entered his rest has himself also rested from his works, as God did from his.
所以我们务必竭力进入那安息，免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒了。
Therefore, let us be diligent to enter their rest.So that no one will fall through following the same example of disobedience.
这里说是务必竭力，这是个命令。
It says, be diligent. It is an imperative. It's a command.
我们请低头有点祷告。
Let's bow our head and have a word of prayer.
父神，靠着你爱子的宝血，我们能够来到你的面前。
Father, through the blood of your beloved, we come before you.
愿他的血遮盖我们。
May we be covered by his blood.
靠着他的宝血，所为我们开了一条又新又活的路，父母能够来到你的面前。
Through his blood, that this new and living way is open for us, so we can come before you.
愿父早晨再次向我们说话。
May the Father speak to us this morning.
按着你儿女们里头的需要，在这末世的时候所要学习的，再次向我们说话。
Based on what we have to learn in these end times, according to what we need.
越过我们的软弱，你是圣灵向我们里面启直地来启示。
Bypassing our weakness, may the Holy Spirit reveal yourself to us.
祷告奉主的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. 神在圣经里头啊，他给我们一个非常大的应许。
In the Bible, God gave us a great promise.
就是呢，我们能够进入他的安息。
That we're able to enter his rest.
凡劳苦担重担的人呢，可以到我这里来，就使他得安息。
Come before me, all those who are weary and heavy laden. I'll give them rest.
这是一个有福的应许。
This is a blessed promise.
同时呢，它又是一个命令。
But also it is command.
它不但说了我们可以进入安息。
Not only it says we may enter the rest.
它还说我们要进入了安息。
It says we must enter the rest.
神在创世纪的时候呢，我们看见他花了六天的时间来创造宇宙啊。
In Genesis, we saw that in 6 days he created the whole universe.
当他把一切创造的工作完之后呢，第七天呢，他就进入了安息。
After he's done all the creation work, he on the seventh day he entered the rest.
他同时也命令啊，要求他的百姓啊，在第七天呢，也跟他一同进入安息。
So he also commanded his children, his people to enter that rest.
值得我们注意的是，我们的人呢是在第六天被创造的。
We have to remember that the man was created on sixth day.
我们被创造之后呢，第七天呢就进入了安息。
So after we're created, on the seventh day, we immediately enter the rest.
所以我们看见呢，神是花了六天的时间呢，完成一切工之后呢，他进入了安息。
So we see that God spent 6 days to create everything, and on seventh day, he entered the rest.
但是人呢，是一被创造之后呢，他就立刻就进入了安息。
But man, right after we're created, we enter the rest immediately.
是的，我们是在进入安息之后呢，来才做一组同工而做主的工。
After we enter the rest, then we become co-workers of God.
进入安息呢，就是接受、享受神所成就的、所做成一切的工作。
Entering into rest means that we enjoy God's work.
在以弗所书里面，他说：“愿颂赞归给我们主耶稣基督的父啊。”
In Ephesians, it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ."
他曾在基督耶稣里头赐给我们一切的福气，属灵的福气。
He's given us every spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
就如他说，就如在创世以前呢，他就在耶稣基督里面拣选了我们。
Just as He chose us before the foundation of the world in Christ.
叫我们在他里面呢，成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
So that we can be holy and without blemish before Him.
不但是说神的创造的工已经成就了。
Not only that, His creation work has completed.
在神的眼里头啊，救赎的工作都已经成就了。
In God's eyes, in the redemptive work is also completed.
不在时间里面的神啊，他不但是已经拣选了我们。
God is not in the time frame.
他不但拣选了我们呢、啊。而且他预定我们，他至终啊，要我们成为圣洁的，没有瑕疵的。
He not only chose us, but also He predestined us so that we become blameless in the end.
所以是安息呢，就是来享受、接受啊，进入神所一切所已经做成的工作里。
So rest means that we enter into the enjoyment of everything God has done.
我们在信主之后啊，能够不但是学的接受进入安息呀、啊，也能够。顺着这个命令啊，进入安息是非常有福的。
Not only we learn after we become believers, to enter the rest, but also this is very, very blessed promise.
我们啊常常会觉得疲倦、软弱。
We often get tired and we are often weak.
我们在服事的时候呢，我们也里头常常会有一些难处。
And we encounter a lot of problems as we serve the Lord.
我们呢，在世上生活的时候，在工作，在家庭里面呢，也是许多的难处，让我们里头啊觉得软弱，觉得疲乏。
And we often feel that we are weak as we encounter problems at work and at home.
如果我们能够学的进入了安息的话呢，它会使我们再次重新得力的。
But if we learn to enter the rest, then we'll be renewed with strength.
圣经说，他说那等候耶和华的呢，必重新得力。
The Bible tells us that those who wait on the Lord will be renewed with strength.
他们呢，并那个如鹰啊，那展翅上腾啊。
They will mount up with the wings as eagles.
他们奔跑必不困倦，行走必不疲乏。
They will run without getting tired, and they walk without faint.
为我们呢，学的进入安息之后呢，我们才能够等候耶和华。
Only after we enter into the rest.Can we wait on the Lord?
当我们等候主的时候呢，我们就能够重新得力了。
As we wait on the Lord, then we'll be renewed with strength.
所以圣经它不但是一面说我们能够进入安息。
Not only he says that we may be able to enter the rest.
他还要我们竭力进入了安息。
He also requests us to be diligent to enter the rest.
当那个希伯来书告诉我们说，我们要务必竭力进入那安息的时候。
When Hebrew author asks us to be diligent to enter the rest,
我们里面呢一定会非常的那个困惑。
We may be puzzled.
进入安息应该是一个很简单的事情。
Well, enter the rest should be a very simple act.
我们的观念就是说，只要我什么事情不做，我就进入安息了，对不对？
As long as we cease to do anything, then we enter the rest.
那是因为我做了太多的事情了，我忙忙碌碌的时候我没有安息。
When we are busy, then we lost the rest.
我们的对安息的观念呢，其实跟法利赛人他们所安息的观念是差不了多少的。
The idea that we have about the rest is the same as that of Pharisees.
我们总觉得只要我们什么事情不做，只要好好在那个享受，我就进入安息了。
We thought that as long as we stop working, then we enter the rest.
但是他这里说叫竭力进入了安息。
But here it says, be diligent, make every effort to enter the rest.
这个竭力呢，他一面呢，他是说要 diligent 啊，要殷勤。
It says about being diligent.
我们要殷勤啊，认识主，跟随主啊，才能够进入安息。
We need to be diligent to know the Lord to enter the rest.
也就是说呢，如果我们闲懒的话呢，我们进不了安息。
That means that if we're lazy, then we're not able to enter the rest.
这个竭力呢，还有一面的意思是那个一个热心的啊，热衷的才能够进入安息。
The be diligent also means that you have to be fervent.
也就是说呢，我们如果你漠不关心，你觉得无所谓的话，你进不了安息。
That means that if you don't care, then you're not able to enter the rest.
这竭力呢，还有一方面的意思呢，他是说要赶紧的进入安息。
Be diligent also means that you have to be quick to enter the rest.
也就是说呢，如果我们慢条斯理的，我们那个无所谓的，进不了安息。
If you're slow and you're just take your own pace, then you're not able to enter the rest.
所以呢，关键是我们一定要只有我们一面殷勤，
so we have to be diligent，
一面呢热心，
and we have to be fervent， have fire in the heart，
一面呢赶紧的哈，我们能够进入了安息。
Also we have to be quick to enter the rest。
他底下说了，他说免得有人呢学的那不信从的样子跌倒。
He says so that no one will fall through following the example of the disobedience。
如果我们懒惰。
If we were lazy,
如果我们漠不无所谓
，if we don't care,
如果我们呢慢条斯理的哈
，if we are taking our own pace,
不但我们进不了安息
，not only that we cannot enter the rest.
他在这里告诉我们说了，不但我们进不了安息了，我们还会学那些不信从的样子会跌倒。
But also we will learn from the example of the disobedience and we will fall.
多少时候呢？我们呢在走主的路上的时候，我们跌倒啊。
How many times we stumbled and fall?
是因为我们呢实在没有学会安息的功课。
That's because we didn't learn the lesson of the rest.
这实在是一个重要的功课。
It's a very important lesson.
也是一个非常有福的功课。
And it's also a blessed example.
所以早上我跟弟兄姊妹一同来思想，一同来学习。
So I'd like to meditate on this and learn from this together with the brown sisters.
靠着主的恩典，我们一同来思想啊，神如何在带领我们进入那安息。
Through God's grace, let's see how we can enter the rest.
安息这个字呢，在新约里面呢，它主要是用到两个字。
The rest in New Testament, often used two words.
它一个字呢，它是叫做katapausis 哈。
The one word is katapausis.
它的那个直接的翻译呢，就是是。Down cease 就是说down 就是放下去啊 cease 是停止啊
It literally means down cease that means put it down something
就是说呢我们呢必须当我们摆下一些东西
as we put down something
当我们在身体除掉一些东西
as we remove something from us
当我们呢在我们靠着神的恩典呢把我们呢对付掉一些东西之后啊
As God deal with us and remove something from our hearts,
我们呢才能够进入那个安息。
Then we're able to enter the rest.
哦，这是比较负面的哈。
This is on the negative side of the meaning.
也是比较消极的。
And it's a negative.
那么在新约圣经里面，他还用到另外一个字。
There's another word to describe this concept.
它是 anaposis.
It's called anaposis.
它刚好是相反的，它不是 downsis， 它是 upsis。
It also is opposite to downsis. It's an upsis.
也就是说呢，我们呢，当我们学会一些功课的时候
，It means that as we learn something，
当我们进入一些工作的时候
，As we enter some task，
当神在我们身上做成一些性格的时候
，As God puts some new character in our nature，
我们很正面的、积极的进入这个安息
，And very positively, actively we enter the rest。
所以圣经我们看呢，不但是一面我们消极的要有些对付
，Not only on the negative side we have to be dealt with。
我们还得积极的呢，有一方有些学习的进步。
But also on the positive side, we have to enter into something.
这两方面呢都不可以缺少的。
So we need both of them.
没有负面的对那个对付的话呢，就没有正面积极的进行。
Without negatively being dealt with, then we cannot enter positively.
如果我们没有积极的进入的安息的话呢，负面的那些工作呢也是很就觉得很突然。
Without theActively, positively enter into something, then the negative side of this rest also doesn't mean anything.
首先呢，这个第一个字那个负面的这个字啊，那 carposis 啊，它主要的呢是用在希伯来书第三章跟第四章。
First, let's look at the negative side of the meaning that it is used primarily in chapter 3 and chapter 4 in Hebrews.
除了这两章以外啊。我们只在那个《使徒行传》的看过一次，以后再没有用过这个字。
Out of these Hebrews, we don't see any other occurrence except in Acts.
所以我们这也必须再从希伯来书啊这两章里面来看，到底这个进入这个安息是什么意思
？So through the chapter 3 and 4 in Hebrew, let's learn what does it mean by entering the rest.
所以第四章第十节他怎么说？
So in chapter 4, verse 10, it says,
他说呢，因为那进入安息的乃是歇了自己的功。
He says, for the one who has entered his rest has himself also rested from his works.
所以负面的来说呢，什么叫做安息呢？
So on the negative side, what do you mean by rest?
安息呢，就是歇了自己的功。
It means that you rest from your own work.
哎，我们呢，那个服侍主的时候啊，多少时候啊，我们是靠着自己在服侍。
Many times when we serve the Lord by our own self.
我们呢靠着天然的热心在服侍。
We serve the Lord by our natural fire.
有时候我们是靠着肉体啊在服侍。
Sometimes we serve the Lord with our flesh.
我们呢靠着人的方法、世界的方法在服侍。
Sometimes we serve the Lord with our own method or worldly methods.
你如果你有这样的经历的话
，If you have such experience,
你发觉呢这样子的工作最使你不能安息的。
You see that the more you serve in this way, the less restful you are.
多少时候啊，我们里头啊焦躁，我们都不安呢，我们里头疲倦。
It often causes us to be anxious and to be very tired.
都是因为我们是在肉体里头来服侍神。
That's all because we serve the Lord in our flesh.
多少时候我们在家里头的有难处，在工作上有难处。
As we encounter problems at home and at work.
都是因为我们活在天然呢，活在我们这个肉体里头的结果。
That's because we live in our flesh.
所以呢，我们要学着进入安息的话呢，首先呢要来对付我们这个天然的肉体。
So in order to enter the rest, we have to deal with our flesh.
首先我们来学习如何来歇了自己的功。
So we have to learn first the rest from our own works.
在马太福音第十六章的时候呢，也告诉我们一个故事。
In Matthew 16, it tells us a story.
在那里有在加撒利亚腓立比的时候啊，耶稣问他的门徒说人说我人子是谁？
When they're at Philippi, Caesarea Philippi, Jesus asked them, his disciples, whom do you say I am?
有人说了，有人说是你是施洗的约翰，有人说你是以利亚，有人说是耶利米啊。
Some reply that you're Elijah, others reply that you're Jeremiah.
耶稣说呢，你们说我是谁？
And Jesus asked again, what do you say I am?
彼得呢得到启示啊，他说你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
After received the revelation, Peter says, you are the Christ, the Son of God.
是那个主呢立刻就称许他。
And Lord Jesus praised him immediately.
那个这个 称许他是那他他告诉他了，他这样的看见呢，实在是父来自父的启示啊。
And Lord told him that the insight that he had comes from the Father.
紧接着呢，主呢第一次提到教会。
Immediately he mentioned the church first time.
在启示教会之后呢，他开始启示十字架。
After he mentioned the church, he mentioned the cross.
这是第一次他启示十字架。
The first time he mentioned the cross.
他说呢，我们有那个人子，我要上耶路撒冷去了。人子要被交在这个人的手里啊，他要受文士、长老、祭司长许多的苦。
Son of man will go to the Jerusalem and he will suffer at the hands of the Pharisees and scribes.
他被杀了，第三天要复活。
And he will be killed, and on the third day he will be resurrected.
这位刚刚得着启示的彼得啊。
That Peter who just received the revelation from God.
刚刚父跟他启示说，这位就是那个是基督呢，是永生神的儿子，这个彼得啊。
He just received the revelation from the Father that this is the Christ and the Son of God.
一听到这件事情啊
，As Peter heard this,
他里面立刻就失去了安息了。
He immediately lost all the peace and rest.
他说，这主啊，这是万万不可以的哈。
He said, No, by no means.
这事呢，万不可临到你身上啊。
You never happen to you.
那个原文的意思说，主啊，你要可怜可怜你自己啊，这个事情不能发生在你身上了。
In the original meaning says, have pity on yourself. Never allow this thing happen to you.
刚刚在启示当中的得到父的启示这个彼得呢
，Few moments ago he received the revelation from the Father.
这时候呢，他突然要用他的肉体来帮助主，来那个帮助主的工作。
Now he want to help Lord Jesus through his own flesh.
他立刻就失去了安息。
So immediately he lost all the peace and rest.
那么主呢，立刻呢就指责他。
So Lord Jesus rebuked him immediately.
说那个撒旦呢，退我后面去吧。
Get behind me, Satan.
因为呢，你是那个那个你是体贴人的哈。
Because you have a mind of man.
接着呢，主就说了，若有人要跟从我，就必舍己呢，背起十字架来跟从我。
And Lord, immediately follow the Lord Jesus told him that if anyone wants to follow me,
若有人呢要得到生命的人，必失掉生命。
You have to deny yourself. Take up your cross.
如果要得到生命的人呢，就如果为我上吊生命的，必就得着生命。
If you want to gain your life, you'll lose your life. If you lose your life for my sake, then you'll gain your life.
那我们看见呢，如果要那个对付肉体啊，好叫我们能够进入安息啊。
So in order to deal with our flesh, to enter into the rest,
唯一的途径是进入十字架。
The only way is through the cross.
唯有进入十字架了，才有可能啊，把我们这个肉体啊除去啊，能够进入神的安息。
Only through cross we can deal with our flesh, put away our flesh and enter the rest.
我想呢，我们在服事中间呢，这个经历太多了。
We have many experiences.
那么神呢，常常借着这周围许多的环境啊，许多的难处啊，来对付我们这个肉体。
Through many difficulties and problems, God deals with our flesh.
好叫我们能够呢看见神的旨意的，能够进入他的安息。
So that we'll be able to see God's will and enter His rest.
所以呢，当我们在生活当中遇见难处的时候
，So as we encounter problems, in our life,
在家里，在工作中呢
，at home or at work,
甚至我们在教会服事里头的时候。
Or sometimes even at the service in the church.
神让我们呢遇见一些难处是对我们是有益的。
God allowed us to encounter the problems in order for us to gain benefit from it.
让我们学习呢如何能够摆下那个歇着自己的功啊，那进入神的工作。
Let's learn to rest from our own works so that we can enter His rest.
那么除了负面的、消极的，我们的对付己以外。
So not only that on the negative side, we need to deal with ourselves.
这些呢是给我们打基础的
啊。This is just foundation.
让我们呢有一条路啊，那个神可以在我们身上走。
So that God will have a way in us, so that He will lead us forward.
那他还要呢，我们积极的能够进入他的安息。
But on the positive side, He wants us to be diligent to enter the rest.
所以在马太福音啊第十一章的时候啊，他就说，凡劳苦担重担的人呢，可以到我这里来。
So in Matthew chapter 11, he said, Come unto me those who are weary and heavy laden.
我就使你们得安息。
I'll give you rest.
怎么样得安息呢？
How do we gain the rest?
他说我心里柔和谦卑耶。
He says, I'm humble and gentle in heart.
你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，你们心里就必得享安息。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from it, and you will find rest for your souls.
如何来进入主的安息呢？
How can we enter the Lord's rest?
他说呢，你们负我的轭。
Here Jesus says, take my yoke upon you.
学我的样式。
And learn from me.
你就必得享安息。
You will find rest.
所以进入神，要进入主的安息呢，我们还得来负主的轭。
So in order to enter the rest, we have to take a Lord's yoke upon us.
一切呢，主要做的工作呢，成为我们要做的工作。
Everything God wants to accomplish become what we want to accomplish.
当我们在外面，我们进入主的工作的时候
，as we enter into His works，
我们呢与他同心的时候
，as we have the same heart as the Lord，
我们才能够进入安息。
Then we can enter His rest.
不但是这样子啊，他还要学我的样式。
And also He says learn from me.
在我们里面呢，我们这个人的性情要变化。
We have to change our nature.
这是说到我们里面的人的故事。
It talk about the inside story.
为我们的那个能够长大成人的，蛮有基督长成的身量。
So then we can grow up to the stature of the Lord Jesus.
我有基督能够成形在我们里面的时候。
Only when the Lord is formed in us.
我有那个主的性情呢，坐在我们里面，成为主的样式的时候。
As we share the nature of the Lord Jesus, become our own image.
我们才能够进入那个安息。
Then can we enter the rest?
那发觉呢，一面呢，这是一个有福的应许哈。
Well, again,
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。
Again, this is a blessed promise that all those who are weary and heavy laden can come to me.
我就使你们得安息。
And I'll give you the rest.
怎么得安息呢？
How can we gain this rest?
我们负主的轭。
Let's take Lord's yoke.
我们不单是呢能够要歇了自己的功啊。
Not only we need to rest from our own works.
我们还得进入主的功啊。
We have to enter His works.
光光歇了自己的功还不够。
Just rest from our own works is not enough.
当我们进入主的功的时候呢，我们学习安息。
Only when we enter into His works, then can we have this rest.
不单单是把我们这个肉体除去。
Not only we need to get rid of our flesh.
还在我们里面呢有主的样式。
We have to have this image of the Lord inside of us.
主的那个样式成形在我们里面。
And the image of the Lord is formed in us.
一面呢是脱掉。
On the one side we put off.
一面我们是穿上。
On the other side we put on.
这样我们才能进入安息。
Then we can enter into the rest.
在马太福音啊第啊十一章主他做这个应许之后
，After he made this promise in Matthew 11，
那么在第十二章的时候，一开始他就让我们看见发生两件事情。
Immediately after in the chapter 12, he wants us to see two things.
那他就在安息日里头啊，他做的事情，他犯了，就人来看呢，他犯了安息日。
He worked on the Sabbath day, so from the viewpoint of man, he violated the Sabbath.
我想呢，这不是个偶然啊。
I don't think this is an accident.
在主正说了之后，你们要进入我的安息，要负我的轭，学我的样式，就必进入安息之后呢。
As the Lord said that you need to enter my rest to learn from me to take my yoke.
他就在安息日的这件事情上呢，他跟犹太人起了冲突。
Immediately he had this conflict with the Jews. On the Sabbath.
那我们的主在地上的时候啊，他跟犹太人之间呢起了最大的冲突啊，就是在安息日这件事情上。
The biggest conflict that Lord Jesus had with the Jews, is on the Sabbath.
以色列人对这些犹太人呢，这些法利赛人的起义啊，要除掉耶稣的时候呢，从什么时候开始的呢
？When the Jews start to wanted to kill the Lord.
是从了主犯了安息日开始。
That's when they thought Jesus broke the Sabbath.
而且主呢，他不是一次犯安息日。
Not only Jesus broke the Sabbath once.
两次、三次，就我们可以看到的记载，最少有六次。
Twice or three times, at least we can from the Bible find out Lord Jesus broke the Sabbath 6 times.
主在安息日神里头做工了，而且这件事情呢，跟犹太人呢起了极大的冲突。
He worked on Sabbath and it created great conflict with the Jews.
主为什么要在安息日做工呢？
Why did he want to work on Sabbath?
一面呢，他说了，让我们看见呢，因为呢，另外呢，他主呢，他是安息日的主，人子呢是安息日的主。
Because he wanted to show us that he's the Lord of the Sabbath.
什么叫做安息呢？
What do you mean by Sabbath?
安息呢，就是负主的那个主的轭。
Sabbath means that to take Lord's yoke upon you.
安息呢，就是学主的样式。
The Sabbath means that you learn from the Lord.
安息呢，就是带我们来进到主的主的里面。
Sabbath means that enter into the Lord.
他是在他的那个安息的意义上面来告诉我们呢，是什么意义
？So he wants to show us what exactly that Sabbath means.
同时呢，他也借着安息在安息日做事呢，告诉我们如何进入安息。
And he also taught us by working on Sabbath.How we can enter into the Sabbath.
所以我们来看看啊，这几次呢，主在什么情况之下呢？他的安息日做事。
So let's see that on what circumstances the Lord Jesus worked on Sabbath.
他为什么要在安息日做事
？Why he worked on Sabbath?
在十二章的一开始的时候啊，有一天呢，耶稣呢在安息日从麦地经过啊。
One day on the Sabbath, they passed through the field.
啊、门徒们饿了，他们就掐起这个麦穗来吃。
The disciples were hungry, so they pick up some grain to eat.
那么那个法利赛人立刻就说啊，你看、啊、你门徒啊做了安息日不可做的事情了。
Pharisees immediately rebuked them, say, "Your disciples did something that is not allowed in Sabbath."
这些犹太人呢，在麦地里头，还是跟着他们的。可见刚开始的时候，这些犹太人呢，这些法利赛人呢，并不是完全反对耶稣的。
You saw that these Pharisees followed the Lord Jesus through the field. So that we know that maybe in the beginning they're not that much opposed to the Lord.
但是他们一看见了，他的门徒在安息日的搓着麦穗吃。
But as they saw that his disciples eat grain on Sabbath.
他们不但责备的门徒，也责备耶稣了，说你怎么可以让门徒这么做呢？
They not only criticized the disciples, they also criticized the Lord.
耶稣就跟他说了，在经上所记哈，那个大卫跟他跟从之人的饥饿的时候呢，所做的事你们没有念过吗？
Jesus told them that, don't you remember what David did when he was hungry?
他怎么样进了神的殿啊？怎么样吃了陈设饼呢？
How he entered into the God's temple and how he ate the show bread?
他这陈设饼只是祭司可以吃的。大卫跟他的从人是不能吃的。
But only priests can eat showbread. David should not be allowed to eat showbread.
但是因为他们饿了。
But because they are hungry and they ate it.
所以呢，那个什么律法那个圣经也不定他们的罪。
But Bible did not condemn them.
要知道，在我们人的经历里头啊。
In our own experience.
饥饿啊是。那我们最不能够安息的事。
When we are hungry, we are restless.
如果你看一个小 baby 的话哈。
You look at the babies.
他什么时候哭呢
？When did they cry？
他那个大部分时间哭的时候啊，都是他饿的时候哭。
Most of the time, they cry because they are hungry.
只要他一饿了，他不管你是那个黑是白天是黑夜，他就哭。
When they're hungry, no matter it's a daytime or it's a midnight, they cry.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为他里面饿了。
Because they are hungry.
饿的时候呢，他就没有安息了。
Because they are hungry, so they are restless.
那个小 baby 没安息呢，大人也没安息了。
So when the babies lost their rest, and adults also lost their rest.
其实我们也是常有这样的经历啊。
So also we have the similar experience.
要是呢，我们有时候过了吃饭的时间呢，肚子饿得要命啊。
As we pass the meal time and we're still very hungry.
那个下了班了以后呢，那个什么非常饿了。
After work, you feel very hungry.
哎呀，那个太太给我们预备了一顿好饭啊。
And the wife prepared a very good meal before us.
在还没吃之前，实在是没安息。
Before you come to eat it, you're just so restless.
哎，吃完之后了，里面没得安息。
And after you make a feel of it, and then you start feel of rest.
主在这里呢，把他们搓麦穗呢，跟那个陈设饼连在一起。
So Lord Jesus here compare.Eating the grain with eating the showbread.
陈设饼说到什么呢
？What does it mean by showbread?
陈设饼呢说到神的话。
Showbread means God's word.
我们信主之后，我们里面会饿。
After we become believers, we're hungry inside.
当我们灵里头饥饿的时候呢，我们没有安息。
As we're hungry inside in spirit, we'll restless. We'll be restless.
当我们来保藏主的话的时候,
but as we are filled with the Lord's word,
我们里面呢, 得到保住,
and we'll feel satisfied
好,
inside.
就有了安息,
and then we enter the rest.
所以呢, 主为什么这一次让在那个安息日让他的门徒在安息日出卖睡吃呢?
So why did the Lord allow his disciples to eat the grain on the Sabbath?
他告诉我们一件事情,
he wanted to tell us one thing.
如果我们要进入主的安息,
in order for us to enter into the rest,
我们少不了主的话,
we have to feed on Lord's word.
主的话呢,
because the Lord's words can give us rest.
主的话呢,
Lord's word can satisfy our spirit.
我们能够进入,
so that we can enter into his rest.
那么在同一天,
on the same day,
大概呢,就在这件事情完了没多久了,他进,那时候耶稣呢,他进了一个会堂。
Right after this incident, he entered into a synagogue.
在那会堂里面呢,有一个人呢,他的手,一只手是枯干的。
They saw the man who, one of his hands are withered.
那么在其他福音书啊,告诉我们这个不但是手枯干,是他的右手枯干了。
Other gospel tell us that, actually it is his right hand withered.
有人就问说呢,这安息日啊,可不可以治病啊,他们要试探主啊。
And someone asked Jesus to tempt him, can a man heal on Sabbath?
主说呢,在你们中间,持有一只羊,安息日掉到坑里,不把它抓住拉上来呢?
If there is anyone here, you have a sheep and falling to a pit and you will not drag him up?
在安息日做善事是可以的。
And Lord Jesus says, doing the good things on Sabbath is allowable.
就叫那个人把手伸出来。
And he asked that man to stretch out his hand.
手一伸呢,那个手就复了原。
As he stretched out his hand, his hand is healed.
哇,这时候呢,那个法利赛人气死了啊。
And the Pharisees saw this, that they are very maddened.
居然敢在那个会堂之中啊,当众这个什么挑战我们的讲论啊,他们一向要求安息是不能做任何事情的。
How dare you to challenge our teachings on Sabbath? They always preach that Sabbath, you cannot do any work.
圣经记载说了,他们就开始出去商议怎么样可以除掉耶稣。
And then, Bible tells us that they began to discuss how to kill Lord Jesus.
主耶稣难道不知道这件事情会在他们当中引起这么大的争论吗?这么大的那个反弹吗?
Didn't the Lord know that this incident will create a lot of conflict among them?
难道主不知道他做这件事情,犹太人就会要因此除掉他吗?
Didn't he know that once he did this, the Jews will kill him?
但是呢,他还是做了这件事情。
But he did it anyway.
他告诉我们呢,什么样子这样子进入安息。
Because he wanted to tell us what does it mean by entering the rest.
你要知道,如果一个人的手枯干的话,他是不会有安息的。
If a man has a hand withered, he will never have a rest.
他更是说到他,更是他的右手如果枯干的话呢,他可能呢,他会失去他的工作,他没有办法那个什么靠着自己。
Especially when the man's right hand is paralyzed, then that might mean that he will lose his job. He cannot find a job to work.
他可能呢,这个因此一生都要仰赖别人的气息。
Maybe he had to depend on others for whole his life.
一个人呢,他的手,又是他右手枯干的人呢,没有安息。
A man with a paralyzed right hand does not have rest.
除非他的手呢,被复了原呢, 他才能够进入安息。
Only after his hand is restored to health, then can he enter the rest.
手说到什么呢?
What do you mean by hand?
手呢,说到我们来服侍我们的主。
The hand means that the service to the Lord.
靠着主给我们加给我们的力量,我们来服侍他。
With the strength from the Lord, we serve him.
你知道我们呢,被主拯救之后呢,
after we're saved by the Lord,
第一件事情我们要学习的就来服侍我们的主。
First thing we need to learn is that to serve the Lord.
耶和华呢,跟,接着摩西跟法老说,
and the Lord spoke to Pharaoh through Moses.
他说,容我的百姓去啊,好叫他们来侍奉我。
Let my people go so that they can serve me.
以色列人呢,要被拯救出埃及的一个最大的目的呢,是要来侍奉他的神。
The biggest purpose of salvation of Israelites is to serve the Lord.
如果我们信了主之后呢,我们还不知道怎么样来服侍我们的主。
After we are saved, we do not know how to serve the Lord.
信了主之后,我们还不侍奉我们的主。
If after we are saved, we still do not serve the Lord,
我们里面找不到安息。
Then we will not enter the rest.
我要真正在进入服事当中的时候呢，你才真正的学习什么叫真正的安息。
Only after you enter the service of the Lord, then you'll know what rest means.
当然了，我们呢，你会发觉你不进入服事还好啊。
But you also find out that, well, if you don't enter into the service,
有的时候呢，进入服一进入服事之后呢，跟弟兄姊妹呢之间的肉体上，我们就有些碰撞啊，一些摩擦了。
Or after you enter the service, you find out that you have conflicts with the other brothers and sisters.
你会发觉说，我没服事之前我还有安息，我一服事我就没安息。
You find out that you feel like that you have a rest before you enter the service. After your service, serve the Lord, then you lose your rest.
但是我告诉你一件事情。
But I'd like to tell you one thing.
如果你已经进入服事了。If
you have already entered the service,
你碰见难处了。And
you encounter some problems,
你说我找不到安息了。You
said that I lost my rest.
我要退出服事了。I
want to get back, I want to retreat from the service.
服事太辛苦，我不再服事。It's
so hard to serve, so I don't want to serve anymore.
你发现呢，你第一件发现是什么事呢？
You know what you want to find, you will find out immediately.
你真正的失去了安息。You'll
lose your rest indeed.
进入服事是有难处啊。
Yes, serve the Lord will encounter problems.
我们呢还有许多的天然在我们身上。
Because we have many natural tendencies in our heart.
但是你发觉呢，你不一旦服事主，还是有你不服事主的时候啊，里头啊完全没有安息。
But compared when you're not serving the Lord, you'll find out that you lose more rest as you not serve the Lord.
你在外面可能没做什么事了。Maybe
you don't have outside activities.
但是呢，你里头啊不安了，里头啊起伏翻腾啊，你知道你做错了，你不能不服事主，你里头啊没有安息。But
you not have a peace in your heart. You know that what you do is wrong, so you cannot avoid serving the Lord.
所以呢，我们学要进入安息呢，第二件事要学的呢，就是我们进入服事来侍奉我们的主。So
second lesson that we need to learn in order to enter His rest is to learn to enter the service.
虽然在服事当中呢会有难处。Though
we will encounter problems as we serve the Lord.
但是呢，就在难处当中的时候，我们学习更多的学习跟随主，你发觉呢，真正的得着了的安息。
As we encounter problem as we serve the Lord, you'll find out that you'll find the deeper meaning of the rest.
那么在 约翰福音的第五章的时候，
In John's Gospel chapter 5，
那时候呢，有一天呢，耶稣啊到了那个一个池子啊，叫毕士大池子旁边。
It tells us that one day Jesus passed through the pool of Bethesda.
那么在那个池子旁边呢，那个躺了许许多多的病人啊。And
along this pool, there are many patients.
有些是瞎眼的，有的是瘸腿的，有些是血气枯干的。Some
of them are blind, some of them paralyzed.
他们都在等一件事情啊。They
all wait for one thing to happen.
他们呢，传说当中呢，只要这个天使下去搅动那个池子啊。Based
on the legend that once angel came down and stirred up the pool.
只要那个池子一动，谁先下去了，谁就得医治。As
the water stirred up, who is the first one enter that pool will be healed.
所以好多人都围着那个池子在那边等。So
everybody is surrounding that pool and waiting.
等到那个机会，他先下去，先得医治。So
they want to be the first one to enter that pool.
有一个人呢，他在那边，他病了38年了。There's
one man who was sick for 38 years old.
不知道他躺在那个池子旁边才躺了多久。We
don't know how long he stayed at the pool.
但是呢，这38年来了，他一定是那个盼望要得医治。But
for this 38 years, he always wanted to be healed.
38年呢，他躺在褥子上呢，不能够行动。For
38 years, he lied on the mattress and he could not move.
那主说呢，碰见他说，你要得医治吗？你要得痊愈吗？And
Jesus met him and asked him, "Do you want to be healed?"
他说那个，他也没说要或不要哈，他说这个。 我没有办法，总是没办法先下去，因为别人总是有别人比我先下去了。He
didn't ask the Lord. He didn't reply the Lord yes or no, but he just said that, I could not be the first one to enter the pool because there's always someone else entering before me.
主说呢，起来，拿你的褥子走吧。Jesus
said, "Rise up and take up your mattress, go."
那人立刻就痊愈了，就拿着褥子走。
And the man is healed immediately. He went away. You know the date of that, that incident? That day was Sabbath. He had lied there for 38 years.
主呢, 任何一天的来,
Jesus can come to heal him any day.
那主呢,
but he chose to heal him on Sabbath.
然后因为这件事情呢, 犹太人又开始要那个什么要来逼迫耶稣了。
Because of this incident, Jews start to persecute the Lord again.
这个人呢, 更我们找麻烦了。
This may always create trouble for us.
这个六日，妻子里面六日可以做工，偏为什么偏偏要选那天那个安息日来做工呢？
There are 6 days in a week he can work. Why he only choose a Sabbath to work?
但是主呢，就是选择的安息日来医治这个病人。
But Lord Jesus purposely chose a Sabbath to heal this man.
让一个躺在摊子上面的人，他那个躺在那个床上那个人呢，那个摊子，他愿意安息。
Can you think of a man who lied on the mattress for 38 years, will he have rest?
他一生不能走动，他到任何地方都要人抬着他，他里头不会有安息。
All through his life, he cannot move. He had to be carried by other people. How can he have rest?
前两个礼拜我运动过度了。
Few weeks ago, I exercised too much.
我左脚爬楼梯爬多了，受了伤了。Because
I climb upstairs too much, so my left leg injured.
所以我上楼梯都有困难。So
I have problem go to the climb up the stairs.
上个礼拜在清扫的时候，有些东西我都拿不动了，弟兄你帮我拿到后面去，我走不脚不能走。So
last week when we finished cleaning up. I couldn't lift some tools, so I asked the other brother to take care of it for us, for me.
为了这个脚，我回去我又是喷药膏，又是热敷，又是按摩。I
applied the heat patch and the massage and everything else.
我发觉我不能走路的时候，我实在没有安息。I
found out that I don't have rest when I couldn't move.
那么这么简单几个台阶我都走不上去的时候。
Just only few steps of stairways, but I couldn't climb up.
我里面急得要命啊。So
I was very anxious inside.
想尽了办法呢，要把这个腿赶快把它治好。I
tried very hard to heal my leg.
所以你要想，就这么一点点经历啊。So
through this little experience that I have.
想一个人躺那躺了38年。Think
of this man who lay down there for 38 years.
不管到什么地方都要人抬着。Wherever
he goes, he needed somebody else to carry him.
他不但平时没有安息，他的安息是更没有安息。
Not only that he does not have a rest during the weekdays, especially on Sabbath, he don't have a rest either.
神在这一天呢医治了他。
But on this day, Jesus healed him.
让他能够起来走路，能够靠着不用靠着别人，他可以起来自己走。
So that he can get up and walk without others' help.
他真正的经历了什么叫做安息。
Now he really experienced what the Sabbath means.
什么叫做走路呢？
What do you mean by walking?
你知道在那个圣经里头，说到我们的信仰。
The Bible when it talks about our faith.
他说我们的信仰呢是一条道路。
It says our faith is a way.
不单只是一个道理。
It's not just a theory.
还是一条道路。
It is a way.
不单只是要明白，要认识，要去思想。
Not only that you need to understand it, you need to apprehend it.
还是一条道路呢，道路是怎么样的？要走在其中的。
And it is also a way, so you can walk on it.
如果我们走不在这其中的话呢，我们持守不了我们的信仰。
If you do not walk on this path, then you cannot hold on to the faith.
在那个 使徒行传里面呢，中文的翻译呢，很多地方都翻成道哈。
In the Acts, a lot of Chinese translation says it is a word.
其实它这里面大概最少有十次，它那个道呢不是道理。
But at least 10 times when you translate the word, it actually is not the word.
它呢是什么？它是道路。
It is actually the way.
比如说呢，那个保罗啊，他。 甚至是扫罗啊，他拿了大祭司的文书到大马色的时候啊。
For example, he took the document from the scribes and he on the journey to this Damascus.
他要去什么？去捉拿信奉这道的人。
He wanted to capture those who were on this way.
他不是说信奉这个道理的这些人。
Bible didn't say that he wanted to capture those who believe in the word.
他说呢是信奉这条道路的人。
He was saying that he wanted to capture those who were on this way.
所以这条道路的话呢，你就必须要走，那其实你要能够走啊，这条道路啊，对你才有意义啊。
So if we talk about way or path, then you have to be able to walk on it in order for it to be meaningful to you.
如果你不能够走的话呢，这条道路啊，对你来讲是没有意义的。So
if you cannot walk on it, then it loses all the meaning.
在我们信主的时候呢，不但是认识明白这个道理。
Not only we need to understand the theory and the word.
我们呢也是要学着呢走在这条道路中。
And we have to learn to walk on this path away.
神呢借着他的话，借着那个许多那个历代的圣徒，借着前面的弟兄们。
God through all this His word and all examples of this brothers and sisters who are before us.
那我们看见有许多的真理呢，我们需要坚持。
God showed us that we need to hold on to many truths.
那有许多的那个托付呢，要我们呢持守着。And
we need to hold on to what God has entrusted us.
走在这条道路这当中呢，就是我们要持守呢神所托付我们的那个他的意向。So
walking on this path or way means that we have to hold on to the vision that God has given us.
除非呢，我们在这条路上能够坚持持守的神所托付我们。Only
when we can hold on to the path.
我们才有可能进入安息。
Can we enter the rest?
什么时候呢？我们妥协了。
When we compromise.
什么时候呢？我们不能够坚持呢？神所托付我们的时候。
When we cannot hold on to what God has entrusted us.
你会发觉立刻发觉一件事情，我们里面失掉了安息。
You will find out immediately that you will lose the rest or Sabbath.
因为发觉了我们这条路我们走不上去。
You will find out that you cannot really take a journey on this path.
我们什么时候是从这条路上退下来的时候？
As you retreat from this path,
什么时候我们走不上去的时候？
And you are not able to walk on it anymore.
你发觉了里面没有安息。
You will find out that you will lose the rest in your heart.
你失去了神的同在。
And you will lose the presence of the Lord.
唯有我们坚持走在这条道路上的时候，
As we hold on to this path,
神的安息呢，成为在我们成为真实。
And Lord's Sabbath become real to us.
可能有的时候是艰难的。
Sometimes it's very difficult.
有的时候呢，是好像是跟别人的想法不一样的。
Sometimes we have a different ways than others.
但是呢，因为这是一条，这是主的路啊。
Because this is the way of the Lord.
当我们在坚持在这条路上的时候，
As we hold on to this path.
在外面看起来好像是艰难的，好像是那个困难的。
Externally, yeah, we have many problems and troubles.
但是呢，我们里面呢有那个安息。
But inside of us, we have this peace and rest.
主的同在呢，里面证实呢，他那个平安与我们同在。
And Lord's presence proves that we have Lord with us.
让我们享受了从天上的安息。
And we can enjoy the heavenly rest.
那么主呢，他在地上就那个，我说他多次的他那个犯安息日哈。
As we said that while Lord was on the earth, he broke many times on the Sabbath.
最后一个呢，我们来看的是那个在约翰福音第九章。
The last incident, let's see, that is on John 9.
在约翰福音第
chapter of John.
在约翰福音第九章里面呢。
And it's chapter 9 in the book of John.
他让我们看见了有一个人呢，一个是生来瞎眼的人。
He tells us that the person who were born blind.
这个瞎眼的人呢，这个因为瞎了眼呢，他只能够讨饭为生啊。
Because he was blind, though, he can only beg his way.
那因此呢，有人说这个人为什么会瞎眼呢？大概是不是他犯罪，他父母犯了罪了啊？
So someone asked why he was born blind, because of sin of his parents or somebody else?
主说不是的哈。
Lord Jesus said no.
为了要显出神的作为来。
It is because God wants manifest God's glory through this man.
那所以呢，主呢就用唾沫或泥土啊。 敷在他的脸上，眼睛上面。
So the Lord mixed up his saliva with the mud and applied to his eyes.
叫他到那个希罗亚池子去洗啊，他一洗啊，眼睛就开了。
God and then God asked him to go wash in the pool of Siloam.
啊，他就一洗，他眼睛就可以看见了。
And immediately his eyes are open.
啊，这一天是哪一天呢？
You know on what day that the Lord did this?
今天又是一天，又是一个安息日。
It was again the Sabbath day.
哎，那个这个犹太人呢，就说你这个眼睛怎么开的呀？
And the Jews asked this blind man.
啊，他说是。
He said, "How did you open your eyes?"
他说我是某个人开我的眼睛呢。
He said, "Just a man who opened my eyes."
哎，那对犹太人说，这个人呢不是从神来的。
And the Jews said, "This man is not from God."
因为呢，他的安息日做事。
Because he broke the Sabbath, working on the Sabbath.
哎，他那个后来那个这个瞎子的，为了要这个为主做见证啊，甚至被赶出会堂去。
And this blind tried to testify for the Lord, and he was dispelled, repelled from the synagogue.
啊，这次呢，主耶稣他在安息日那个时候那个做事啊，他是医好了一个生来就是瞎眼的人。
So on this Sabbath, Jesus healed a man born blind.
一个瞎眼的人有没有安息呢？
Can a man who is born blind have rest?
我们在现代的瞎子啊，可能还去可以做一些训练呢，还可以做一些事情。
Today, if you're blind, you may be trained to do some of the work.
在那个时代呢，一个瞎子呢，他唯一能够做的就是那个乞讨为生。
But at then.If you're blind, the only thing you can do is that to beg your way.
医生呢，仰赖别人的气息。
They have to depend on others' sympathy.
他在里面呢，没有办法享受那个安息。
They cannot enjoy rest in their heart.
我们有很多近视眼的哈，对不对？
We have many short-sighted people.
近视眼最怕的做的一件事情是什么呢？
You know that the worst thing can happen to a short-sighted person is.
就是呢，你眼镜掉，人家找你眼镜的时候。
When you lost your eyeglasses, you have to find them.
你没有眼镜了，但是你要找你的眼镜啊。
So you lost your eyeglass, but you need to find the eyeglass.
好几次了，是非常痛苦的经验呢。
It happened to me many times. It's very hard.
需要那个眼镜。
You need the eyeglasses.
但是你又没有那个眼镜。
But you need the eyeglasses to find the eyeglasses.
你没有眼镜去找你的眼镜，是很苦的一件事情。
So without your glasses, you want to find the eyeglasses is very hard.
这个急得像条热锅，这个热锅上的蚂蚁啊！那个马上有件事情要做，但是呢，你没有眼镜，但是要找你的眼镜。
You become very anxious because you need to do something, but you don't have your eyeglasses.
这只不过是我们这一点点的经验哈。
This is a little experience that we have.
当我们看不到东西的时候
，When we cannot see things.
啊，里面实在是焦躁哈，不安的，没有安息。
So we'll become very anxious and there's no peace in our heart.
在属灵世界上也是这样子的。
In the spiritual world, it is the same.
主他说呢，我在世上的时候呢，是世上的光啊。
Jesus said that while I'm on earth, I'm the light of the world.
主要开的还不是我，不单是我们外面的眼睛啊。
Not only Jesus wants to open our eyes outside.
神主要开我们里面的眼睛。
But Jesus wants to open our eyes inside.
唯有我们里面的眼睛被开启的时候。
As our inner eyes are open,
当我们里面看见主的工作、他的作为的时候
，as we can see His works,
那我们里面才有安息。
Then can we enter the rest?
你知道啊，当我们在经历难处的时候
，as we encounter problems, difficulties,
不管是在那个家里孩子们的难处也好
，no matter you have a problem at home with your children,
夫妻之间的难处也好。
Or the problem with the spouse.
在工作上的难处也好。
Or the problems at work.
甚至在教会服事的难处也好。
Or the service in the church.
其实呢，事情的本身呢，还不是最大的难处。
You know that the problem not does not depend on the things.
其实最叫我们做难的是呢，我们不知道这件事情发生到底有什么意义。
The most difficult thing is that we want to know what is the purpose of this difficulty.
为什么这些事情呢临到我身上
？Why these things happen to me？
我们常常问的，常常难受的，还不是说这些事情，不仅仅是这些事情在我们身上的那些痛苦啊。
What makes us anxious is not that because of these things happen to us.
我们就说主啊，到底为什么发生这件事呢
？We want to ask the Lord why these things happen to me.
为什么你容许这件事情发生呢？
Why do you allow these things happen?
这件事情到发生有什么意义呢
？What is the meaning behind these things?
我们看不到。
We couldn't see.
我们里面的眼睛呢被蒙蔽了。
We're blind inside.
但是如果我们里面呢的眼睛被开启的话
，But as our eyes inside open,
当你知道这些事情发生了，对你是有意义的时候
，As you understand and you can see that there's benefit for these things to happen to you.
神在身上有一个目的的时候。
God has a purpose behind this thing.
啊，你发觉这些难处就不算是那么大的难处。
You find out that difficulty is not that difficult to deal with.
就更能够忍受的这那个。能够坚持和能够受得住这些难处。
So we are able to bear with all these difficulties.
所以你们那个，所以保罗啊，他那个在以弗所书他一个祷告啊。
So in the Ephesians, Paul had this prayer.
他说：“求我们主耶稣基督的神呐、啊，荣耀的父、啊。”
He prayed to, the Lord of Jesus, the Father of the Lord Jesus.
他说：“将那个赐人智慧和启示的灵呢，赏给你。”
So may He give.The spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫你们能够真知道他。
So that you can truly know him.
并且呢，开我们里面的心中的眼睛。
With our inner eyes open.
要让我们知道他的恩召有何等样的指望。
So that we know that, what hope is for his calling.
他在圣徒中的基业是有何等丰盛的荣耀。
So what glory is that, inheritance that he will gain from the saints.
他说呢，真是那个里面那个眼睛被开启是何等样的重要啊。
So this is how important it is for us to open our eyes of heart.
为圣灵能够做这件事情。
Only Holy Spirit can do that.
当圣灵把我里面的眼睛开启的时候。
As the Holy Spirit opened the eyes of our heart.
我看见了神的那个永远的旨意的时候。
We are able to see the eternal purpose.
看见神呢，借着这许多发生的事情，你要在我身上所做的工作的时候。
As we see the purpose behind all these things which happened to us.
看见了神至终所要做成的，所要完成的工作的时候。
As we can see.The final result of what God wants from us.
我们就是在惊涛骇浪之中啊，我们里面有安息。
Even we're in the midst of storms, we have this rest.
我们这是因为我们看不到这个风暴的后面发生什么事，我们里头没有安息。
Because we couldn't see the meaning behind these storms, that's why we lost rest.
当我们的眼睛被开启的时候，看得见的时候，看过这些风暴的时候，啊，里面有安息。
As our eyes are open, then we can see through the storms. Then we can find rest.
发觉这真是，所以那个希伯来书他说你要竭力进入这安息。
That's why the Hebrew says that be diligent to enter the rest.
Be diligent 哈，要殷勤的，要热心的，要赶紧的能够进入这个安息。
Be diligent, be on fire, be quick to enter the rest.
如果我们闲懒。
If we are lazy,
如果我们漠不关心，
if we don't care,
我们能慢条斯理，
if we slow down,
我们进不了这个安息，
we cannot enter the rest.
不但安息再说了，虽然是神的应许，他必要成就啊。
Even though it is God's promise that he will accomplish, he will get it done.
但是呢，进入应许呢，也是神的命令，要我们信了主之后呢，要进入那个安息。
Entering the rest is also the command. You must enter it.
在希伯来书第四章的时候呢，他给我们说到一个很关键的一个字。
In the Hebrew chapter 4, it tells us a key word.
就是呢，那个信。
It tells us the word is faith.
我们能够进入这些安息，自己能够在这么多经历当中能够进入安息。
Even though we encounter all these things, many difficulties, that what enables to enter the rest.
一个那个关键的那个的点呢，是在我们有那个信，有相那个信心。
Lies in on this key word that we have to have faith.
他说我们的相信呢，所以进入了安息。
Because it says, because of belief, we enter the rest.
以色列人呢，是因为不信的缘故，他们不能够进入安息。
Because Israelites did not believe, that's why they.Did not enter the rest.
当主把那个信心赐给我们的时候
，As God gave us faith.
当我们看见，当我们进入这许多的难处，是真的十字架在对付我肉体的时候
，As we encounter problems and troubles as a cross deals with our flesh.
我们信呢，我受苦呢是与我有益的。
We believe that the suffering is good for us.
所以要我能够明白主的话语。
In order that.We can understand God's word.
能够明白呢，神在我们身上所要做的事。
We can understand the works of God is on us.
在那个最没有指望的时候，因信的人有指望。
So even though without hope, because of faith, we still hope.
啊，我们能够十字架的工作在我们身上，十字架在我们身上有工作哈，有果效。
So the work of cross has effect on us.
因着信呢，我们能够饱尝主的话，能够经历主的话。
Through faith, we can enjoy God's word.
他说呢，我们要把那个神的话呢，用我们信心来调和。
So, Hebrew author asks us to mix the word with faith.
当我们在信心当中来支取主的话的时候
，As through faith we draw upon the joy of God's word.
主的话呢，不再是字句了，不再是些道理。
And God's word will not be like just letters.
主的话呢，在我们里面呢，是我们的灵，是我们的生命。
God's word will become spirit and life in us.
主的话呢，在我们里面才能使我们得到宝足。
And the Lord's word will become our satisfaction.
在信心当中呢，享受神话语的安息。
So in faith we can rest on God's word.
也唯有呢，信呢，好，让我们在做主工的时候呢，能够与主同工啊。
Only through faith, as we work for the Lord, we can become co-worker with the Lord.
能够在信心当中呢，能够进入主的他自己的工作。
So through faith, we can enter into His work.
不是呢替主做工啊。
It's not that we work for Him.
而是与主同工啊。
It is we work with the Lord.
主在我们身上做，然后我们在外面做。
So Lord works on us, and we work with Him.
也唯有借着信。
Only through faith.
当我们在走这条那个属灵的道路的时候
，as we embark on the journey of this path，
那么因信呢，能够看见呢，那个神在前面，是神在前面引领我们。
Through faith, we can see it is God who leads us before us.
这条路呢，不是我们一个人自己在走。
So we are not walk on this path alone.
我们不但是有许多的见证人，许多弟兄姊妹跟我们一起走。
We know that we have our brothers and sisters together with us.
更是在信心当中呢，我们看见呢，实在是主呢牵着我们的手在走。
We can see that the Lord actually leads us while holding our hands.
也唯有借着信呢。
And only through faith.
他呢开能够开我们的眼睛啊。
And He can open our eyes.
能够看见那个有那座有根基的城。
We can see the city with the foundation.
在信心当中呢。不但是看见了，而且呢得着啊，神在基督里面要做成。
So in faith, not only can see, but also gain what God has for us in Christ.
那进入安息这件事情呢，实在是一个非常有福的应许啊。
So entering the rest is a very blessed promise.
但是呢，却是我们一生的功课。
It also is a lifetime lesson for us.
我跟弟兄姊妹一同在学。
So I will learn with the brothers and sisters.
我很多时候功课学不好。
Sometimes I didn't learn it well.
但是我跟弟兄姊妹同来学。
But I want to learn with the brothers and sisters.
巴不得呢，主对他的恩典呢，让我们能够进入那个安息，就是主他自己。
May we through His grace enter that rest.
我们同来祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
父神，我们感谢赞美你。
Father, we want to thank you and praise you.
因为你在基督耶稣里头已经做成了一切的事。
Because in Christ He has accomplished many.
在我们在信心里头。
In faith.
让我们能够竭力进入那安息。
Let us be diligent to enter that rest.
好叫主的应许在我们身上成为真实。
So that your promise will become true to us.
能够享受父所做的已经做成了一切的工作。
So that we can enjoy what you have already accomplished.
我们感谢你。
Thank you.
祷告奉主的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. 感谢主，每一个主日我们来到他的面前，享受他同在的安息。
Thank the Lord that every Sunday we can enter His presence and enjoy His rest.
也唯愿我们在世的每一天我们都能寻求主同在的安息。
May we discover the rest from His presence every day while we are on earth.
也唯愿没有任何的人事物能成为